Won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bottle. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the third and final hour on this Monday, the last Monday of December 2024, December 30th. Man, this year has just flown by. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The text messages, greatly appreciate you guys participating in the show. Again, want to ask you to please text me at 231-360-5140. Store that in your phone as Trucker Randy. Text me your name, your mailing address, and how many rear window stickers you could use to put on your vehicle for us. Become a mobile billboard. Starting on January 1st, Wednesday's show, we start the new first quarter of the Nielsen ratings. We want to increase our listenership. We want people to see those rear window stickers. Look up 97.7 FM. Maybe they find it online, the website, the call letters, WCHY.us. Or if they live in northern Michigan and they can actually get the signal, 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, they can start listening to the station. When the first quarter ends, January, February, March, the Nielsen company puts out the ratings and they start doing it online. They do it by mail. They do it by surveys. They do it to find out what radio stations people are listening to. If you can help us increase those ratings by getting a rear window sticker on your vehicle, drive around town, again, put it on the glass. The adhesive is really good on glass. It sucks on painted surfaces and bumpers. They'll come off in the car wash. Use a rag. Use a paper towel, some Windex. Clean off the rear window really good. Make sure it's dry. Peel off the backing. Put it on your window. Drive around town. I ask for you to put it on the back left corner. That way, if a police officer approaches your vehicle, he'll see the rear window sticker. Put both of your hands out the window. Wait for them to approach your vehicle. What the heck are you doing? Well, Trucker Randy told me that if I showed you my hands, it lowers your anxiety, and you know you're going home to your wife and your kids tonight. You might, depending on how bad you're speeding, you might get out of the ticket. I know because I just did it the other day on US 31 with a state trooper heading to Traverse City. Wasn't paying attention. Driving the vehicle too fast, 68 miles an hour without the cruise control. I was doing 13 over. As soon as I saw him turn around, turn on his lights, I pulled over on the shoulder, dive into the shoulder with a right hard bend, and then turn your wheel back toward the left so the front corner of your vehicle protects the officer. When he approaches your vehicle, plus he has a full side view of your vehicle with your hands out the window. Are you Chuck or Randy? Yeah. Yeah, I guess he listened to my show. He was based out of the Gaylord Post and listens all the time to the show. Give me your driver's license and registration. Let me do a quick check and I'll send you on the way. Slow down. I said, okay, sir, you got it. Stay safe, man. Appreciate you. Thank you. Get a rear window sticker. Help promote the show, the station, is what I'm asking. I'm not asking for donations. I'm asking for you to put a sticker on your vehicle. Your name, your address, and how many you can use, how many you can get, might be able to give to friends. We greatly appreciate it. Inauguration, January 20th. Trump's going to be at a dance. Well, we got one for you, too. We'll be right back. Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. I got my first event of the year scheduled for 2025. It's on my calendar. I'm going to be a part of this, and I want to invite you guys to come and party. Crawford County Republican Committee is holding their version of the 47th presidential inaugural ball in honor of the inauguration of our 47th president, Donald J. Trump. They're inviting you to come to their inaugural dance on Friday, January 24th, 2025, from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's going to be held at the Northern Michigan Event Banquet Center, 7784 Stone School Road, Houghton Lake, Michigan. It is a fundraiser for the Crawford County Republican Party. $60 for an individual, $100 for a couple. If you'd like a table of eight, they're discounting it to $50 a person. There's going to be music, dancing, hot hors d'oeuvre type of snack foods throughout the night, along with a cash bar. They'll have, of course, probably water, maybe some iced tea or whatever, but cash bar. And they're inviting us to come and participate. Well, this is going to be a party, folks, and there's going to be some great music. And how do I know that there's going to be some great music? Because I'm going to be the DJ. I'm bringing the sound system, my music inventory that I have on my computer, along with taking a request throughout the night from the folks there. Any particular song they want, they'll come up and tell me on a piece of paper. I will then use the internet to search on YouTube, and then I will find the video and play the music for them. Starts at 6 o'clock, then it's going to go to 11. I'm going to have to basically grab all my equipment and get out of there. They said I had to be out of there by 11:30. Hopefully, if the weather is good enough, my plan is to drive back home from Houghton Lake. Hopefully, the weather won't be too bad, but they're saying it could be perhaps snowy, icy. We'll deal with it then. Friday night, January 24th. So if you would like a link to buy the tickets, text me. Let's do this. Let's just do dance. If you want to come and dance with the Crawford County Republicans, you want to dance to the music of Trucker Randy, the internet, just text me dance. The bit.ly I've created for it is bit.ly/CCRC. It stands for Crawford County Republican Committee, capital D, and then lowercase A-N-C-E. So it's CCRC dance after the bit.ly/CCRC dance. Capital C, C, R, C, capital D, then lowercase dance, A-N-C-E. Text me dance, I'll send it to you. Going to be a blast, I guarantee it. Why? Again, because I'm playing the music, and I will be taking requests all night. So greatly looking forward to partying with the Crawford County Republicans down in Houghton Lake. And again, if you'd like that information, that link, just text me dance and I'll send it to you. $60 for an individual, $100 per couple. Or if you want to sponsor a table, you can get eight tickets for $400. It's going to be a great time. President Trump, they'll be dancing, partying in Washington, D.C. on the January 20th evening after Donald Trump signs a bunch of executive orders undoing what Joe Biden did during his presidency. Friday night, perhaps the weekend, they'll be partying in Washington. Well, oh, excuse me, that is the wrong day. That is the 20th, is on Monday, January 20th. And we will be partying on Friday, January 24th. So greatly appreciate if you text me, dance, and we'll get you the information. You can come join us. Now, I did tell you guys, starting in January, you were going to have to set aside roughly about $500 for all the events and things that we're going to have this year for you in 2025. Well, this could be your first one. So So if you did set aside $500 or plan to when your tax return comes, $560 for a ticket here, you're down to $440. These are the type of events we're going to have throughout the year, and we want you guys to come and be a part of it. Lansing. I want to move over to some other stories, wrapping up this lame duck session that was a complete fiasco because of Karen Whitson, the Democrat from Detroit. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court put out some rulings on Thursday. A Davison Township man's multiple convictions and sentences that came from a single fatal car accident violated double jeopardy laws here in the state of Michigan. The unanimous opinion sends Frederick Michael Friedel's case back to the Genesee County Circuit Court to determine an appropriate remedy for their double jeopardy violation. Chief Justice David Viviano, in one of his final opinions, wrote, quote, an error occurred in this case. Defendant could not be convicted of and sentenced for both involuntary manslaughter and reckless driving causing a death. Coming from the court's unanimous opinion, which was written by Justice David Viviano. Another justice, Megan Kavanaugh, concurred in full, but wrote a separate opinion that Justice Elizabeth Welch joined her in signing. Friedel, 72 years old, was convicted by a jury and sentenced in 2019, 5 years ago, for two counts each of involuntary manslaughter and operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing a death. The charges arose from a September 2015 crash when Clayton Township police officers clocked Friedel's vehicle traveling 137 miles per hour on Interstate 69. 137 miles per hour before it rear-ended a 2008 Dodge pickup truck carrying five people. According to the Supreme Court opinion, the data recorder from Friedel's vehicle showed the vehicle was actually traveling 121 miles per hour 5 seconds before the crash and had hit the brakes, lowering the speed to 79 miles per hour 1 second before the crash. Friedel's blood alcohol level was 0.034, and he had THC, marijuana, and oxycodone in his system at the time of the crash. Ronald Weiss, 38 years old of St. Clair, died at the scene. Aaron Stone, 17, of St. Clair, died from her injuries at the Hurley Medical Center in Flint later. The other passengers were seriously injured but survived. Friedel, who is housed at the Charles Eagler Reception and Guidance Center in Jackson. Isn't it nice how they renamed that prison? Charles Eagler Reception and Guidance Center had initially been charged with second-degree murder, but the jury convicted him of a lesser offense. Friedel was sentenced to 86 months to 15 years regarding involuntary manslaughter, as well as driving while under the influence, causing death. He was also convicted and sentenced to 6 to 15 years for two counts of reckless driving, 28 months to 60 months for three counts each of driving while intoxicated, as well as reckless driving causing serious impairment. Well, his earliest release date was set for 2032. In a separate case, People versus Christian Gardner, the High Court agreed with the Court of Appeals vacating the defendant's felonious assault conviction, but found the lower court did so for the wrong reason. So that case was potentially overturned as well. But here's the main point. Double jeopardy. Overzealous prosecutors not being properly instructed by the judges. Genesee County judge at the time that heard the case for Friedle's case had only been on the bench for 4 years. Not realizing the double jeopardy situation. Same with the People versus Christian Gardner's case. Again, a young judge. But folks, do you realize that we have Supreme Court justices in Michigan that were never a judge before they got appointed to the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan? No practical judiciary experience whatsoever, now sitting on our highest court here in Michigan. How does that happen? Governor Gretchen Whitmer appointed two of them. When one of the other Supreme Court justices resigned to become a judge somewhere else, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, appointed the replacement. Two of the appointees of this governor never was a judge before. And now they're sitting on the highest court in the state of Michigan. Folks, elections have consequences. You have got to pay attention to the judges. And you need to get the word out. People need to know, people need to understand the importance of having proper judges sitting on our benches. This is not just a partisan thing. This is an experience thing. And I believe because of the youthfulness and lack of judicial experience in these two cases, double jeopardy was allowed to take place. Not good. Not acceptable. We need to focus on these judge races when they're on the ballot. And frankly, the county parties, as well as the state party, must spend more money promoting these good, experienced judges going forward in these elections. Fink and O'Grady both should have been elected on November 5th. Why weren't they? Because the Democrats outspent the Republicans in name recognition, signs, billboards, TV ads, mailers. They didn't do it. And as a result, we've got these inexperienced Democrats on the Michigan Supreme Court. You have to understand the importance, folks, and you need to share this information. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My.